Hello, I'm Ian Harding.
And I'm Lucy Hale, and welcome to the Pretty Little Liars podcast.
So we just finished seeing episode 115, If At First You Don't Succeed, Lie Again. And interesting little episode.
I feel, yeah, because it was a breakthrough for Arya and Ezra.
Yeah, it was the first.
Arya wears the pants in the relationship, so she asked you.
She does not wear the pants in the relationship.
She had to ask you out on the first date that they've ever had.
Okay, yes, but that's because I think Ezra's a bit more cautious than Arya is. And a bit more.
Ezra just needs to let his freak flag fly.
I just broke everybody's ears. Oh, sorry.
So I ask you out, which I thought was a very clever way.
Awesome.
I, being Arya. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction when I had to unzip my hoodie?
Well, first off,
and show off my little note on a tie.
You know,
pretty sexy.
It was very sexy, and there wasn't much acting being done when we actually shot it, because you just came in. It sounds like I'm coming on to you. Huh? I'm not. it sounded like you just came in and you're like,
darn it.
Like laid down the
note.
The note, and then you went like, and I kind of went whoa, and you know, and there it was, and there was my tie, and
your tie, and nothing else. I'm just kidding. I had a shirt on too.
You did. You did.
And yeah, and anyway, we go to a museum.
Go to the museum, and
it's lovely.
Oh, I also pick you up in that swank limo.
In the limo, getting a little fancy.
Yeah, and
it's a little 90s, if I must say.
Yeah, it was, but I feel like he's trying to do it up because you played the museum tickets card, and I have to play like
do
the
kids.
Do people do limos?
Do people go to museums? I mean, I know
we
people
do
go to museums, but like I
go
it,
to
like a 16
museums.
Year old to be like you would.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just kidding. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, because I'm elderly. Is this
yes.
Okay?
Because you're a geese.
But also, there's a museum right down the street from my. Yeah. Apartment, and it's really cool. This is a long way of saying, yeah, we go to the museum because we love art and also
we
each
basically
other
get out of town, and so I'm, to say the least, freaking out. And you know, it's my mom hasn't fully come out to say that she was there, so she just sort of leaves Arya hanging. So it's just like a big we finally got caught
right
moment. And then
truth be told, like I don't remember a ton of the episode on because there was so many like ins and outs and all of that stuff, and
there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, like, besides us, Arya and Hannah get into, you know, a bit of an argument because Hannah is, you know, being a good friend and just says basically like, watch out, I think you should cool it off with your teacher
because she knows she has to do that, but then Arya
right
does not know.
I little does Arya know that Hannah has to say this to me because A is, you know, blackmailing her, and,
yeah,
you know, but still not a very cool thing of Hannah to do, but you got to do what you got to do. Right.
I mean, it makes sense. Got to cool off. Like, you're going on dates now with this guy
in
the public.
It's like your friend should support you if you're happy.
She doesn't really know me. I mean, if you think about that, she doesn't know Ezra at all, like what he's like. You know,
but I think when they get down to the bottom of it, has to do more with Hannah and everything she's going through than actually
right.
being really worried about Arya.
I would agree.
Yeah. Arya and Ezra had a pretty great time, you know, pretty low key. You never actually get to see them inside the museum. So who knows what went down, what artists that they admired.
Because remember, what was that line that you and I kept laughing at? The sweaty cheese line?
You had to say sweaty cheese?
Do you not remember that? Like, literally, we had to go out and...
Oh, my God.
And I was like, because the artist was a no-show. I'm literally just like reciting the lines.
Yeah.
The ones that I remember. Ours was a no show. You know, ultimately, like, we realized, like, it could be a
good
date.
You
would
have showed up even if they had sweaty cheese.
Even if they had put out folding chairs and sweaty cheese.
Yeah.
I think ultimately it was great because, like, good date, bad date, it doesn't matter. They were together, and it's like, it's monumental for them because they get to be.
First date out in the open.
Yeah. We, like, full on kissed in public, and there were, you know, people walking around and.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared about our forbidden love.
All right, so join us next week for episode 16, and it airs on Monday, February 7th at 8 p.m. In this episode, Hannah is sort of intrigued by a new person, a new character that's being introduced. And then we find out who Emily's new rival is. It's good stuff.
It's juicy.
Tune in Monday, February 7th at 8 p.m. for an all-new episode of Pretty Little Liars on ABC Family.